This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information. Film Society Friday on MPR.
We are back once again for Film Society Friday. Good morning, Eddie.
Hi, good morning.
What has the Film Society in store for us?
For the month of June, on the 7th of June, we have Girls Slash Museum. This is a film by Shelley Silver. It's German from 2020, 71 minutes long, and that strange exempt rating.
Which means
that it's considered to be, you know, like beyond censorship. Or probably there is no threat here.
Yeah, usually that's a thing for documentaries, right?
Yeah. So this is art history as reinterpreted by the female gaze as a group of young women explore Leipzig's Museum of Fine Arts.
That sounds fascinating.
It does, doesn't it? The trailer looks really interesting as well. Screen Daily called this thought-provoking, engaging, and visually striking. So,
well, there you go.
And a goodly dose of fine art as well.
Mm-hmm.
So on to the 14th of June, the Smash Palace.
Yes.
Are there any New Zealanders out there that haven't actually seen Smash Palace?
To be honest, I have not seen Smash Palace.
You have not seen Smash
Palace. Because I kind of came late to that whole, like, 70s New Zealand cinema thing. I think the only one of those seminal ones that I've seen is the post-apocalyptic one that I can't remember the name of.
On Quiet Earth.
That's the one, yeah.
Okay, well, Smash Palace was made by Roger Donaldson. It's a New Zealand film from 1982, 108 minutes long and R16. It's the intense drama of a family breakup. It stars Bruno Lawrence as a junkyard owner, the titular Smash Palace, which is still in existence up in the Waikato. If you've ever driven past Smash Palace, you'll know.
So I always presumed that Smash Palace was named after the movie.
No. They named the movie Smash Palace because they could get that as a set.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Now, this is New Zealand all over, isn't it? So, Bruno Lawrence plays a junkyard owner sinking into domestic turmoil. This film, more than many others, define New Zealand as a nation capable of making serious cinema, because it is quite a serious film. It has its moments of levity, but it has its quite confronting moments as well, even more surprising for a film from 1982. So great stuff there.
Yeah.
Okay, on to the 21st of June, we have The African Queen, another classic. John Huston from America in 1951. This is 105 minutes long, G-rated. It stars Humphrey Bogart and Katharine Hepburn. They're taking a riverboat, the titular African Queen, and it's a wartime drama. They're trying to interfere with German machinations in East Africa.
I have a feeling that there was like a remake project or something like that this not that long ago.
Well, there was one that was sort of similar, but it was like based on the Disney Jungle Ride.
Is that the one
you're thinking
possibly,
of?
Possibly.
Because the Jungle Ride was rather informed by the African Queen.
Ah, right. Well, it's one of these things where everyone steals from everyone,
yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely. This classic film was shot on location in the Congo.
Mm.
And this is back in the day when both Bogart and Hepburn were like seriously big names. This film is an absolute classic. I've seen it before, but I will quite happily trot along to see it again. And on to the 28th of June, we have a film called Collective from Alexander Nanu. It's Romanian from 2019, 109 minutes and M-rated. A heroic reporter investigates a shocking healthcare fraud in the aftermath of a tragic nightclub fire.
Wow.
So that's, it looks interesting. It's the best film about journalism since All the President's Men, says The Times.
Right.
So a goodly month of cinema awaits us.
Yes, indeed. And just a quick reminder, we haven't done one for a little bit. Right. The Film Society, you can join when you go along to any of these showings.
Or you can join if you can get a hold of our brochure. It has all the information you need to join remotely.
Magic.
But we always will engage with people who come along to one of our screenings at Event Cinemas, Cinema 2, 6:30 on a 6 o'clock on a Wednesday. Get the time right.
That's the one.
Absolutely.
And also, if you join this film society, then you've joined
You've become a member of the New Zealand Film Society Collective. So your membership card is good for anywhere else in the country, Auckland, Wellington, Christchurch, and smaller centres.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much, Eddie.
Not a problem. Thank you, Hugh.
You've been listening to Film Society Friday on NPR. Also available on demand at npr.nz. If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.